Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, we're all living in a world where social media is practically oxygen. It's how we connect, stay informed, even get our daily dose of cat videos. But have you ever stopped to think about the flip side? How those endless scrolls, likes, and comments might actually be impacting your mental health? No judgment here, trust me, I've been there too. We're diving deep into that today, folks, because taking care of your mental well-being is more important than ever. So, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Social media can be a real mood roller coaster. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to other people's seemingly perfect lives? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and everyone seems to be on vacation, crushing their fitness goals, or rocking a wardrobe you could only dream of? That, my friends, is social media comparison at its finest. And let me tell you, it can leave you feeling pretty beat down. It's easy to get caught up in the highlight reel, forgetting that everyone has their own struggles and insecurities behind those curated feeds. Remember, what you see online is often a carefully crafted version of reality, not the whole story. Another thing, social media can be a major trigger for anxiety and stress. Those notifications, likes, comments, they can feel like a constant demand for your attention. Ever find yourself constantly refreshing your feed, anxiously waiting for that next notification? That's your brain telling you it needs to keep up with the Joneses, even if it means sacrificing some peace of mind. Here's another wake-up call. Social media addiction is real. It's easy to get sucked into those endless scrolls, losing track of time and neglecting other important aspects of your life. You might find yourself staying up late scrolling instead of getting enough sleep, missing out on real-life interactions, or even sacrificing work or school commitments. So, what can you do about it? First things first, self-awareness is key. Pay attention to how social media makes you feel. Does it leave you feeling drained, anxious, or inadequate? If so, it might be time to take a step back. Next up, set some boundaries. Decide on specific times when you'll allow yourself to check social media and stick to them. Think of it like scheduling in a workout, except instead of hitting the gym, you're hitting that unfollow button. And here's a game changer. Curate your feed. Follow accounts that inspire, motivate, or make you laugh. Unfollow anything that brings you down or triggers negative emotions. You've got the power to shape your online experience. Use it wisely. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student who's always glued to her phone. She spends hours scrolling through Instagram, comparing herself to other students and feeling overwhelmed by their seemingly perfect lives. It starts affecting her sleep, her grades, and even her relationships. Eventually, she realizes that social media is stealing her joy and impacting her mental health. She takes a break from certain platforms, unfollows accounts that trigger negative feelings, and focuses on spending time with friends and engaging in activities she loves. The result? Sarah feels happier, more focused, and in control of her life again. So, remember folks, taking control of your social media use is about finding balance. It's about using these platforms in a way that enhances your life, not detracts from it. You have the power to curate your online experience and protect your mental well-being. Don't be afraid to unplug, recharge, and reconnect with what truly matters. That's all for today's episode. I hope you found these insights helpful. Remember, you are in control of your social media journey. Choose wisely, choose intentionally, and most importantly, choose to prioritize your mental health. Head over to our website or social media pages and share your thoughts. What strategies work best for you? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay grounded, stay real, and keep those tech-free moments sacred.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.